went to a show. They dropped me off at Grandpa Joe's. I kicked and screamed, so please go. Grandma, take me home. Grandma, take me home.
No. Skin. Love that song. We're back here, Piñata Hour.
Piñata.
Hi, guys.
Hey, everybody.
You guys know where you are? In the jungle, baby. You're gonna die. No, not really, but you're gonna get high, babe.
My mom is listening, Lee. Be careful.
Damn.
Get high on the new thing, which is.
Sorry, mom.
All the moms out there.
Probably my mom is listening too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where's she at right now?
I don't know. She's in Utah.
I hope my mom's not listening.
Same as Pepper.
Oh, hey, Pepper.
Mom is in Utah.
Pepper's listening right now.
Hey, I want to thank you guys for coming down to Piñata Hour here at SkinRootStudios.com.
For sure, man.
Thanks, Lee.
Thank you. Okay, what's her name, lady?
We are Bat Wings, Cat Wings.
Okay.
I'm Dana.
What do you do there?
I sing.
You sing? You sure? Are you sure about that?
You sing well.
Just thinking about it.
I think I sing.
I heard I sing talk.
Okay. You want to give it? Okay.
But we're going to play some new songs today, and I think I actually kind of sing in those.
Yes. Ones. We're going to play some new tracks. We got like two tracks here. We're going to play Radio and Early Exit. We got those lining up.
Booyah.
Yeah. So what's up, Clay?
I'm much late.
How are you, my friend?
Good, dude. Thanks for having us.
What are you eating there? Is that
They're unsalted raw nuts, which are Dana's favorite.
You should. Can I get some?
Yeah, for sure.
I think I'd rather have salty nuts.
I like salty raw nuts. Yeah. Like a nice, like right after like a long workout.
I don't prefer to taste any nuts, but I'm going to try it.
Flavor stay in your mouth for a while. Salty nuts.
Those are plain as all hell.
You know what's happening here? It's like, you know, I took like two like ribs out of this, right? So anything after that is going to taste good.
Oh, true. You got one up on me.
So
sure.
To me, it tastes like paper, but to you?
Like a dollar bill.
Tastes like cardboard?
That's what it tastes like.
Yeah, man. Like a dollar bill.
It's a little bit better.
And who do we have here to your left here?
I'm Ray.
Ray, what's up, Ray?
How's it going?
I just met you right now. I mean, I saw you guys play, but I just met you right now. And
Ray's our
new have a lot of history, too.
We're
wow, cool.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. Are we going to play some new stuff? You guys all brought some, besides your music.
Yeah.
You have, what else do you have?
We have some, like, just some friends, bands. I know that we've listened to this shit a lot, you know, over the weeks. And I know usually they have two bands on here, so... You know, you're playing. We have a little bit of extra time. I brought in some friend bands. Like this band, Fever, who are friends of ours, who are putting out our 7-inch in the UK.
Oh, nice.
And
that's nice.
Huh? Yeah, we met them in South by Southwest and a little bit before that. And
that's how it is. That's what
we hooked up.
About South, like, by Southwest.
Do you guys want to do a 7-inch in the UK? We're like, yeah. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
And they've been super fucking awesome to us. And
nice.
Yeah, man.
So they're putting out our 7-inch called Radio on October 24th.
It's already being recorded, mastered. Just ready to go. Okay.
I guess
they got the test pressings
the other day.
You know what I noticed? Like this season, a lot of bands been releasing a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know? Right now, especially, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I've been noticing that. I mean, like, this is my fourth release here.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why it worked out perfectly for us to do this right now, you know? With the release and all the millions of people that don't know about it yet.
Yeah.
You know, like the third of LA that doesn't know about this.
Right. But they're listening right now.
Yeah, they're right now listening.
Yes, they
call in 1-800-893-9562.
That's right. That's the number. The number is, let me tell them in Spanish. Can I do it in Spanish?
En español, por favor.
1-800. 893.
Oh, man, that sounds nice.
9562.
Hi, caramba.
I'm calling now.
So yeah, go ahead, call. That's for Piñata. If you wanna, you know, get your frustration, talk about sex, and so call your number.
Yeah, man, call us up and talk whatever.
Or if you know about Wins, Cat Wins, Dirty Laundry or something. Yeah.
Whoa!
Celebration.
What the hell was
celebration.
That?
Celebration. That wasn't me, guys. That was Clay.
Mazel tov. Jesus.
Your mom's gonna find out.
That's what I sound like when I take a shit.
What's up, Frank? Wow. Is that a sound? Damn, Frank, you gotta go style. get the shit cleaned then.
It's actually clean.
You know? Okay, alright. Yeah. Going deep here.
We're going real
literally.
Deep.
Too deep. Ouch.
So are you still doing that In-N-Out bar down the Frank LeBeau?
Where?
The down and out.
Oh, In-N-Out. A double double would be good right now. Yeah, I'm there. I was actually there last Saturday. I'm there once or twice a month, you know? So.
Strong.
Nice.
Double double. Excuse now me. You got me thinking, man. Want one.
Put you back in the. Okay, so go ahead. You're going to play some more of your mixes and then when
Frank
you come back.
Leopold. Yes.
Yeah, Frank LePaul.
Leopold.
Which is gross, yes.
It's nice to put a face to the name. I always see the name. And here he is.
Here he is.
It's cool. Oh.
Señoras, nosotros tenemos más influencia con sus hijos que tú tienes.
pero los queremos. Creado y regado de Los Ángeles, Juana's Adicción.
It calls on yellow pads. And so no one knows what you just said. But when you're all alone, you and your head, what's the computer say? It's smaller now, it says he joke, it's filled it out and you've got face in your hands. Baby.
Thank you very much. Sure. Okay, we have a caller. Is that true? Hello, caller.
There's a caller.
Hello.
Hey.
Caller drop.
Oh.
Anyways, we're back, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, listen,
just do
this.
It's up to Frank, because we cut your song short, you know?
That's cool. I'm eating already, so.
He's not going to cry.
Great cookie.
It's cool. He's in his benefits right now. health benefits.
I work for cookies.
The Bennies.
Yes.
Do it for the Bennies.
What's the call again?
Yeah, that was me testing.
Okay. Nice.
That wasn't okay. You calling, was it?
No, not
okay,
before.
Good.
No, not yet. quick. Okay.
The phone lines are jammed.
So
just
do we
calling.
Have do we have those tracks ready for?
Yes.
Okay. This is what they call these songs here.
Okay. This is we just recorded two songs for a new 7-inch Gravy Records out of the UK, and we recorded them at Infrasonic Studios, which is our favorite place to record at. And there's two tracks. We're going to play them both for you today. The 7-inch will be out end of October. And what do you think, Dana? What do you think about those tracks? We're pumped up on them. We like them.
Yeah, I think we really like them.
Yeah.
They're our favorite songs we've made so far, I think.
Are they going to be put out on the vinyl, too?
Vinyl, 7-inch, yeah.
Nice. Can't
vinyl
wait to get
and
one.
Digital.
Yeah, you got one coming for free, man.
Yeah.
Don't you worry.
We're going to get turntables here. Very soon, well, not here, but yeah,
cool.
I'm gonna get them.
Yeah, you can spin them. You could even scratch them. Maybe Frank can get on the fucking ones and twos on them. Yeah, so we're excited, and we're gonna play them for the first time.
Yes,
no one's
yes.
heard them except for just yeah. the band and a couple what? Buddies.
Yeah, so lucky.
World premiere.
World premiere.
Oh yeah, world premiere.
All right, caller. So if you're calling this our station right now here at Skiru Studios, this is the Piñata Hour Show. So what is the number again? So people can maybe call.
800-893.
Last car. I got it.
Oh yeah, 9562.
In Spanish.
1-800-893-9562.
Also,
ta-da! Call us.
Tweet at us and Facebook chat us.
Yeah, you can tweet BW. What is it? What is it?
It's Batwings CW.
Because we love the CW so much.
Love the CW, Secret Circle.
We're going to have to ban where did this name come from. But not right now. We're going to hear the tracks first.
Okay, Radio is the first one.
Yeah, we're going to hear that. And then
the title track.
Yeah, we're going to hear them right now.
Hell yeah. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lady
Lava. It's an ass kicking song, man.
Favorite new song?
Thank you.
Yeah. He has a sound different, but it's like, I like this.
Cool, man. It's a little bit more straightforward.
You're a great singer, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
You are. You got the, you know, your voice is. Say something right now. Like, sing. Can you sing? No, sing like.
Oh, no, I can't sing on the spot. Don't put me on the spot like that.
She's already sweating.
I tried. I tried, guys. I tried. Okay, this song was, what is that? The song about? What is that? It says radio, but,
basically, it's about. Well, we just shot a music video for it, by the way, which is really cool so far, and I can't wait for all you guys to see it. But anyway, basically, the song is about trying to find yourself and, like, trying on different versions of yourself, pretty much, and then feeling really empty because you realize that you don't really like any of those other versions of you, and then you start to kind of like figure out that you miss those really like easy things, like songs on the radio that you used to love, and like you just realize you're still the same person you've always been, pretty much.
Nice. Okay. I feel you.
No, just listen to the radio, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh is here.
Oh, hey, Joshua
Crampton. Joshua Crampton,
the bass
house.
Player for Batwings, Catwings, and also the guitar player and singer of Luna's Honey.
You can come here. Take over.
Make sure you got a brew, though.
Josh, drink this weird-ass beer that I bought. It's really strong. It's called Moniete.
What is it called?
We drink a lot.
It's nuts. I don't know. Drink it. It's crazy.
We drink a lot of beer as a band.
We're a beer band. That's why we love South by Southwest. Not because of the connections or whatever. It's because of free beer. Right?
So much free beer.
This is a beer station, too.
Cool.
That's why we decided to come.
Sponsored
here.
By Tecate?
Tecate. You can get sponsored.
Tecate. There's some PBRs in here. There's also some Moniete.
Is there?
You should definitely do voice acting.
Chuck it, dude.
Lee.
No, please.
You should.
No.
I want to see you.
I just want to drink Tecate.
Can you say that Tecate Light, though? That one I like the most when I say that. Can you do that, Lee, quick?
Yeah, I can do that. I can do that. Yeah, watch me do it.
What about that Dos Equis guy?
Yeah, Dos Equis guy's funny.
I don't always drink, but when I do, I get fucked up.
And I do
you should be
shit.
Like the downtown LA version of the Dos Equis guy.
Huh. Yeah.
I think I will. In a minute.
Lee, you're leaving us hanging.
No.
Here, they got their light.
I'm just putting something here. Okay.
So that was our song. We're pumped up. Thanks for listening.
This song, it was recorded where? Who done it for you guys? You guys did it yourself?
Infrasonic Studios.
Yeah, it's a place. Where is that? What part of the neighborhood is it?
I think that's Alhambra.
Alhambra. It's like, yeah.
They rule. They've done like Lincoln almost Heights. All of our recordings so far, and they always like hook it up.
It's Pete. Everyone knows Pete. He's a rad dude. He has a mastering studio there. A lot of bands have recorded there. I know Beck did some stuff. Mars Volta.
Okay.
Ava Gota did a lot of their recordings there, Waves, a bunch of bands. Just a really awesome vibe and a cool studio.
Is that like, that's the sound you're kind of looking for, like a really full sound? Because right now radio sounds like, I like it because it's like full.
It's thick.
It's
a really professional place. You know?
Did you guys hear that?
What?
That was radio right now in my head.
Radio! Yeah, man, you know what? Like, I think I kind of miss like just good old fashioned rock and roll music, so we just decided to make some, I guess.
Yeah, we were just talking about something like that. Oh yeah, we were talking about ESG when the mics were off. Yeah. We're talking about that band ESG.
Right. Yeah, that was a good song.
Yeah, all their songs, their styles,
they're good. Cool. It's just we decided to this time around to not just throw caution to the wind and just freaking write some rock songs, you know, not worry about trying to sound any particular way. It just kind of came out.
Yeah, just go get in there and do it.
Yeah, it just came out like that. I hope people will respond and dig it, you know.
Right. What kind of symbols are you using?
Symbols?
Yeah.
Kimballs?
Is that
No, I'm right now, Zildjian's, always Zildjian's.
Okay.
Zildjian A, A's.
I love that recording. They sound so...
very fresh in that. Yeah. I mean, the
Josh here is shaking his head like, yeah, that's right.
But Zildjian's. Sponsor me.
Zildjian. Do you like it?
Those are the symbols that I always use.
Yeah?
Since I don't play drums.
Marina always...
Good choice.
But Marina always spends money on Paiste. Those crazy $1,000 symbols. That's our friend Maureen. She was in here a couple weeks ago.
Momo. Yeah, I see that she's selling her.
I saw that.
Nice.
I think they cost her a bit too much.
She's just selling those nice. Really
I think she is. I mean, that was like, that's more money than she makes. And like, I don't even know, but yeah, they're expensive symbols. I'm like, you got those?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you guys embarrassing her on the radio?
Sorry.
No, we're not.
Those maybe are
nice.
We can help.
If she's listening, she's probably laughing. She's like, look at this fucking guy. That's fucked up.
No, we get it. It's Zildjian's. But this drum set that I recorded on was, they had the craziest like stuff for like recording there. Like, I had so many mics on my shit. It was crazy.
Oh, you brought your own stuff, your own set?
It was like a mix match of some of the stuff.
How many mics? Because I know your set is not that long.
10. Yeah.
Oh, 10 mics?
20. I don't even know. It was like a room mic and a 2 on the snare, 2 on the bass.
Yeah. Nice.
Whoa. Nobody wants to hear. It's not drum hour right now. It's another week. That's another.
That was, let's talk about guitar.
It was a thunder.
Let's talk about guitar. Let's talk about keys. Harps and shit.
Talk about Joshua. What's up, man? How have you been?
Pretty good.
Yeah? Here's a mic.
Oh, let me talk into it.
Okay. Ooh, look at that voice. That's
amazing. It changed that.
Here's another mic here.
Everybody sounds real like bright and bassy on here.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Gia. You like it?
Gia boy.
You like how it sounds?
We should start a doo-wop group.
I'll
be the bass.
Someone give me an E. Dana, give me an E.
I don't even know how to do an E.
I don't know either.
All right, guys, let's move on. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. Cut the bullshit.
Let's move it forward.
Let's move on.
So serious.
Okay,
radio
so
show.
We have the second track. Ready to go?
You want to do it now?
Yeah.
Why not? Let's rock it.
Yeah,
let's rock it. Sure. So the next one is Early Exit, right?
It's called Early Exit, yeah.
Nice. Okay, so.
And. Booyah.
Action.
Let it all behind.
recording.
I like that one. That was different. Very different from the first one.
Yeah, they're both, they're totally different sounding, yeah.
Yeah. What is that? Is that a guitar? How many effects has it on that one?
Ray can answer that.
Actually, it's a Yamaha QI-100 and an electric guitar. No real effect.
Can't let a sound out of it. I like it.
Some production on that shit. Sounds good. Yeah. It's a lot worse. These songs, that one's real thick. There's a lot of things going on. There's a sequencer that I'm doing behind the drum set as well, and besides what he's doing. And there's just a lot of layers on that song for sure.
Yeah, when you add layers, it's like, it's kind of good because you take, you notice, it shows that you took your time, you know?
Yeah, to, definitely. That song was weird. Time. Like when we got done with it, we're like, we just made this song? What the hell? You know, it's like there's so much stuff going on at the same time.
Who did the mastering for you guys?
Pete at Infrasonic. He does a mastering program there too. He's like, Eric recorded us. Eric Nordhauser recorded us and Pete did the mastering.
Right.
Both at Infrasonic. You check them out. Their website. They have a crazy.
I heard about Infrasonic.
Yeah, it's
I think
a lot of even people that we know, to, like mutually,
maybe
have been there.
I think so.
Yeah, it's a popular place for local bands. They're just awesome dudes, and they support the scene really.
Hey, so you were telling me earlier that she has a contest. You want to do a contest?
Ooh,
or
yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do a contest to give away one of our 7 inches.
Nice.
So why don't we do like a finish the lyric game?
Why don't we?
Why don't we?
Sound good?
Yeah. What are the rules? How does it
go? Well, basically you just have to call into 1-800-893-9562 and you just have to finish the lyric of one of our songs.
And if you can't do that, just name a song.
I don't even know that.
Okay, so they have to call, and then they're going to sing a lyric of your guys' song.
Just one lyric? Sing a lyric? Yeah, that would work.
Yeah, you should sing it, probably.
Okay, yeah, cool. All right.
So the lyric is...
Oh, we have one. To finish the lyric. Okay, I like it.
Yeah, finish this lyric.
Oh, man.
The lyric is...
I think Josh and Ray and me would all fail at this too.
Oh, definitely.
Hopefully someone knows or else we won't give away a 7-inch.
Oh,
well, we'll figure out a way to give one away.
Yeah, we'll figure out one.
Anyway, so the lyric is shiny castles everywhere.
Shiny castles everywhere. Okay. Yep.
And the number to call is 1-800.
Slow it down. Let them get a pen.
Yeah. Give it a moment.
They're opening a drawer.
Yeah. Remember,
the door's
stone.
Open.
He probably stoned right now.
Yeah, where's the. Oh, I knew there was one here before. Yeah. He's running to the kitchen. Okay.
Then he saw some peanuts on the counter. Yeah. And like,
oh, he's eating them now. Damn it.
Or if he's a nerd, he just pick up his phone and dial it.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
he could do that.
Okay, so the number is 1-800-893-9562.
One more time.
Shiny castles everywhere.
What's the number?
Oh, 1-800-893-9562.
And it's on the website you're looking at right now, on the top of the thing.
Se habla español.
Right.
Se habla español.
So finish the lyric. Give us a call. Even if you don't know the lyric, just call us so we can
just say something. Let us know that somebody's out there.
Let us know that you are alive.
Yeah, if there's like someone, just swear at us. Just call us and say, shit, and we'll give you a 7-inch.
Tweet that shit. Put it on Twitter right now.
Ask us about if you have any relationship problems.
Oh, yeah, we're good at that. Yeah. I'm a therapist. I work with kids and with families. And if you have any troubles, I can help you out. Dr. Love.
Dr. Laura? Any of you guys heard that show?
Yeah.
Be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great show. You gotta check it out.
Dr. Laura.
YouTube it.
Yeah, we should just play the rest of the show. Wow. Should be YouTube.
Caller.
YouTube Dr. Caller. Laura.
Woo! We got a caller.
Oh, we got one.
Okay, put him through.
Holy smokes.
We have a caller here. Who's this?
Mom.
Hello, caller. You're calling Piñata Agua.
Mommy?
Probably got shy and hung up.
Hello.
Forgot the lyrics.
Man, this is Kermit.
Hello?
Hey,
hello?
Hey, but
hello? Hey, everybody.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, I'd like to talk
Hi,
to
it's Scott. Scott.
There's like two people on the radio at the same time right now.
What? Yeah. Who?
There's a girl and a guy.
We're Bat Wings, Cat Wings on right now.
I really like you guys.
It's our friends. It's gotta be.
Is this too complicated?
Yeah, so when is your guys' next show?
Next show.
Yeah, tell us.
Yeah, when is the next show?
Oh, we're doing a 7-inch yes, release show soon, but just check our blog and you'll see.
Sometime in late October, probably.
We might be playing a bar like at the mid-October. Just check our sites, you'll see it. But I think this is our friends.
Cool. Sorry, we're not that well informed right now.
who is this?
That's how it
is. Oh, what's your name?
Who is this?
My name is Estrella. I just wanted to
Stop.
Say that I love you guys.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks so Bye. Much. That's cool.
Thank you for calling us.
Are you able to finish the lyric?
Oh. You know what? I missed that.
Oh, man.
I didn't hear the song. Oh, here, say it again. Maybe I'll know it.
Okay. It's shiny castles everywhere.
My fat cat has a lot of hair.
You're exactly right. No. It's totally wrong. But there was two callers on the line before. I know. Thanks
there
for calling.
Is, yeah.
Scott, oh, is this Scott? Is this Garrison?
Yeah, it's Garrison.
Hey, Garrison, what's up? Hey, this is the dude that shot our video this weekend. Scott Garrison from yeah. Imps of Margin Fletch.
Oh, all right. What are you doing, dude? What are you doing right now?
What
are you doing right now?
Editing the video.
Listening to the show.
Nice, man.
Scott shot our video that we just did the other on Sunday out in the desert.
You guys have fun?
It was
super
cool.
Fun.
We're pretty drunk. Yeah, we had a lot of beers out there.
We had a lot of beers and a lot of cheeseburgers, dude.
Tons of chips, too. Oh, yeah, double cheeseburgers.
Josh, remember that? They were good.
It was like two bags full of double cheeseburgers.
Wow.
Scott, do you know the lyric?
I got a suggestion now that you guys are on the radio right now.
Yeah.
What's up?
So, Bat Wings, Cat Wings is going to do another music video. Ooh. For the last song you guys heard.
Yeah.
We need all the callers to pitch in $2,000.
Oh, pledge.
Yes,
we need pledges.
$2,000 each?
Okay, wow. Pledge drive.
No, we just need to raise $2,000. No big deal.
Yeah, okay. Can raise.
How about the first male who calls chips in $2,000? Scott, that's you. First male that called in. That's you.
You know what I'm gonna,
thanks, Scott.
You know what I'm going to do here on the show? We're going to do like fundraisers, like the ones you hear on TV on Channel 28. You have all these people in the background sitting.
A telethon.
Jerry Lewis, yeah.
Radio telethon.
Yeah, some shit like
that. That's an awesome idea.
You know, a telethon for a band.
Could do some live.
Oh, that means Scott, we have to do that variety show again.
Oh yeah,
is Scott still there? Are you there, Scott?
Yeah, it's just it's breaking up.
Oh yeah,
I'm not sure what you get.
Well, if we did another variety show, then like maybe we could do it telethon style.
Okay, so does he know
another
the lyrics?
Variety show.
Scott, you don't know the lyrics, do you? You don't know that shit, do you?
What do you mean?
Shiny castles everywhere.
Everybody
shiny castles everywhere. Hammer, jammer, hammer,
there.
That's the right rhythm.
A winner. You got it.
It's the right rhythm, man.
Thanks, we'll keep you in mind.
We'll leave the lines open for our bigger fans than you, Scott.
That's
we love you, though. Thanks for
thank
you, Scott, for calling Piñata Hour.
Thanks for listening, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to keep listening here.
Hell yeah,
cool.
Man.
Do we have another caller?
Have fun, kid.
Bye.
See you later, man.
That's
no
nice.
More callers. How about the UK? I know the UK is out there. India.
Oh, yeah.
Afghanistan.
Come on, guys. It's
are you there?
Like four
we
in
have
the
three
morning.
Callers from Afghanistan.
Right, there's got to be at least.
You know that I'm sure there's a guy from Jakarta?
Jakarta?
Yeah, he's listening to the show.
He listens to it every week.
Dang.
Jakarta.
And then there's another guy that I heard from.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, from the East Coast, too.
That's rad, dude.
Come on, guys.
Maybe we should go visit him in Jakarta.
We'll
tour Jakarta. Screw it. If you like the tunes, man, we're coming.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, if you're listening in
Free
Jakarta.
Free beer?
Down.
What's his name?
three hookahs.
That is name. It's a long Indian name, you know. It's like clack, 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 clack.
I like the piñata hour.
I'm like,
that's close.
Now you guys are going to lose this listener.
No, he's probably laughing.
Yeah, he's laughing.
He's got good English. He's got to have good English.
He's going to miss out if he...
I'm sure he's listening.
If he walks out of this relationship. That's one big ass flyer.
Dude, that's a flyer and a half.
That's a Bible.
That's like a Walmart flyer.
You know what good thing about that flyer is? And this is bad radio because no one sees the visual on the flyer. But that flyer has like... six flyers in one.
Oh,
that's the best thing about that flyer.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Easy.
Recycling.
Yeah. Saving some trees.
Obama, man.
Yeah. Don't get me started.
We're gonna talk about that shit on the radio.
Hey,
he was here hanging out, right?
Obama was here.
He came to one of my
Skid Row studios.
He's here.
He asked me for change on the way up here. And I parked my car.
$35,000 change. That's a lot.
Hey, so since we're not getting any callers, literally anyone who calls that we don't know personally.
We're going to do a background check, too.
We're going to do a voice check.
You can do that now. We'll get you meet somebody
we'll get you
new.
Like, for free, for real.
Let me see if you were a criminal. Or...
Can I call?
How's your credit?
Except for the band.
The next criminal that calls.
The next caller gets a free 7-inch.
What? Whoa, where?
893-9562.
Subway. I posted up on Facebook already.
A 7-inch
instead of a 6-inch. We should get some calls, maybe.
Six.
That's all it takes. Call this number.
They're going to cut that 6-inch into a 7 just for you.
Yeah.
Subway Club, 7-inch.
7-inch.
All right, guys, listen. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back here to Piñata Hour. We are with Bad Winds, Cat Winds.
Now!
Just bullshit in the wig. And we're going to come back to Frank LaPaul. He's going to... What you got in mind, man?
That cookie you gave me. It's good.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Did it offer the cookie.
Yeah. Fuck I got you. Some placebo if you want some. So.
Damn. All right, so we're gonna go with Franklin now. We'll come back.
Cool, man.
Which makes us blessed.
makes for stormy weather. A friend in need, a friend indeed, a friend who bleeds is better. My friend confessed she passed the test, and we will never sever. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling. Days dawning, skins crawling.
other day.
Yeah. Oh, you went to that show?
I went to that show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
how was it?
It was cool. Awesome. I'm a big fan of that pop stuff.
Hey, guys, we're back here. We're having a good time here at Piñata Hour. Are you guys having a good time here at Piñata Hour?
Piñata.
For sure.
All right. I want to give a shout out to Mark Olivas from Angel City Brewing, right here down the street. Yeah. Nice spot, yeah.
And yeah, Mark's, we've been talking to Mark a little bit about playing a show.
Yeah, he wants to give a shout out to you guys. He just told me right now.
Cool, Mark. Thanks, man. This is Clay. I've been emailing you back and forth. We'll make it happen. We'll play a show one of these days.
Oh, talking about shows.
Yep.
We're going to have a show tomorrow in Highland Park.
Yeah. Read it off. These are all sorts of awesome shows coming up, man.
What do we have tomorrow? We have Jillionaire, Icy Lights, Adder, DJ Six, and Beaks. It's going to be called Social. It's going to be every Thursday for grand opening tomorrow, September the 29th. And it's going to go on all October. It's going to be awesome.
Where's the place?
It's going to be at Hermosillo Club on Highland, on York and 52nd Street.
Avenues represent.
5125 York Boulevard. Highland Park.
Highland.
And then, you guys don't have any shows, but you're probably in October, right? Maybe.
Well, we're going to do a 7-inch release show somewhere. Maybe, I don't know where yet. Maybe The Smell or maybe Mime School. And then we're going to maybe play at this place called Hemingway's at the middle of the month. And,
Here if you want.
You
want
to do one of yours?
Yeah.
Let's do it, man.
It's a good place.
We talked about this before, right? Let's do that maybe in November or December or something.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, a second release.
I'd like to do it. Never played El Cid. I'd like to play El Cid. That'd be fun. They have that little ass stage there, though, right?
El Cid. Oh, in Sunset.
Yeah. Oh, not El Cid. Sorry, La Cita, I mean.
Yeah, La Cita is a little stage.
That little stage, we'd have to play on the floor.
Yeah. Oh, La Cita? Yeah, that place is small. Stage is like...
You'd have to be on the stage.
From mariachi stage.
Yeah,
it's totally. A mariachi stage. It's
right?
It is.
I played on that stage.
She's like, yeah,
that's right. We'll do a mariachi set. That's what we'll do.
I played on that stage with Syra, the other hip-hop band I play in. Hi, Syra, if you're listening.
Oh, yeah, Syra. She's going to be performing, doing something on Kids FM this Sunday.
Yeah, pretty cool. I played drums with her. Actually.
She was here not too long ago, two weeks
she's
ago.
She's cool. We were supposed to play with her the other night. We were playing at the show in downtown with Adam Weiss. He does all these kick-ass shows, the Ham on Everything. And it was this bananas pack show at this loft. And what happened next, Dana? People are tired of hearing me talk.
We have a caller.
Oh, yeah. Let's get the caller.
I got a popcorn seed in my throat. Caller.
Hello, caller. This is Piñata Hour. What's up?
What up?
What up?
Hi.
What's going on?
Who this?
7-inch, and I know the lyrics of the song.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Right. What are they?
Yep.
Wait.
Everybody take... What?
Who is
sing
this?
The whole thing.
So every... So shiny...
Okay, so what's the... Say it first, the part of...
Everybody take a throne.
Wait, sing it.
Want me to sing it?
No, just say it.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, the follow-up lyric is everybody take his throne, right?
Yep.
Castles everywhere. Everybody take the throne.
Got it.
All right. We have a winner.
Awesome.
All right, we have a winner. What's your name?
What's your name?
Yeah.
Adrian from Tremolo.
Adrian from Tremolo, one of our bro-bams.
Bro-bams.
Who's this, Adrian?
What's up?
You know Adrian?
Adrian's band is radical.
We love Tremolo. They're homeboys.
All right, Adrian. Well, even though there's a little bit of nepotism going on, you're going to get hooked up with a 7-inch anyway.
Yeah. A 7-inch straight out of my shorts, Adrian.
we're gonna take his name down, social security number down, address. Oh,
hello.
Okay.
The song's Go to Black.
Hello.
Right away.
What? There's another caller.
Yeah. Oh, we have another caller.
Two at a time. We're getting.
Who's
two.
This? Who's on the other side?
Adrian, you got some competition. Hello? Who is this?
Oh shit! Well,
Adrian, hello? Wait, Adrian, just stay on the line, man. Stay. Wait a second.
Okay.
Someone else is talking. Who is this?
This is Skeeter.
Skeeter.
Skeeter. Hey, what up, Skeeter?
Skeeter, hey,
plays
what's
in,
up?
Skeeter plays in Therapist.
Oh, you know, Skeeter! What's up?
It's Ann from Mexico. Well, he lives in Pomona now, right?
Yeah, I'm in Pomona.
Right on. What's up, brother?
What's up? Where's the party?
In your pants.
Right here at the station.
Yeah, at the Piñata Hour. Hey. Downtown
Are
LA.
You around?
I'm in Pomona.
Oh. We're going to say come by.
Yeah.
What do you want to say to us?
Huh?
It's kind of far, isn't it?
Yeah.
Take your private helicopter, dog.
Well, like 30 minutes away.
What the hell's your problem? I thought you guys.
Oh, yeah, I'm a private jet.
I thought you guys were huge. Anthony plays bass.
Anthony took us to the craziest house party in Mexico last time we were there.
What town? What city?
He throws shows in Mexicali. He throws shows down there.
All right.
Yeah, you know that scene. You guys played there.
Yeah.
Back in the day, yeah. That's Anthony. He played in, what was your band on there? You were, what was the band, Anthony?
Oh, Ascenders.
The Ascenders. Do you guys play with them?
That band?
Therapist. Yeah, Therapist is a new
band. What's up, Anthony? This is Sonia.
Sonia from Bastidas.
Sonia? Yeah.
She's doing the board.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Yo, yo, yo.
Feeling like a villain.
It's homie hour, Piñata homie hour.
Yeah.
All sorts of homies.
Hey, play the new song again. I didn't get to hear it.
Play it again. Hey, it'll be podcasted. You can.
Can we do it again? Can we play it again? Let's break the fucking rules right now.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's do that shit.
It's cool.
Which one?
We're about to break this. Nobody done this shit. We're playing it second time.
Let's do early exit again. We'll do early exit, I guess, if that's okay with the Piñata Hour.
I like radio.
Radio.
You like radio?
Yeah. Let's do radio.
Okay, radio.
All right.
Cool.
It's about my feelings. Radio. All right, so yeah, they're working on that right now. They're working on that. So since we get it ready, she's gonna.
Adrian, are you still there?
Ready? Okay, we're gonna.
There you go,
Adrian. Your 7 inches, you're free for you, and we'll see you all the time. We'll just give it to you at the show.
Yeah.
We'll just give it to you. You don't have to pay for one.
All right, we're gonna play radio right now.
I want a hand job too, Adrian.
Yeah.
All right, you got it, baby. You got it.
I said it. We have it on record. I'm gonna play it. We're gonna play that shit.
Thanks for calling, dude.
When you lay some on me,
We're back here at Piñata Tower at SkidRoadStudios.com. Like that shit catching. You won't forget this.
Those are for you, Aunt Anthony. We played them twice.
Yeah.
It's for you, Skeet Skeet.
Skeet Skeet.
We're running free here. Yeah. Okay, so I wanted to ask you guys, what's up with the name Bat Wings, Cat Wings? What's up with the wings? Dana, who likes wings?
Dana, field that question, would you?
Oh, there's another band in San Diego named Bat Wings, and we wanted to steal their name but make it better.
You did.
So we did.
Oh, let the words begin.
Oh, no.
No, just we'll kidding. We did County. Not do that. We didn't even know there was a band called Bat Wings already, but now we really want to play a show with them.
Yeah, we do. We like that band, actually. They played in Mexico, and they played a bunch. They were like mutual friends, yeah.
I think they're playing with Retox.
Oh, they are playing with Retox, yeah. But it's funny because we were just throwing names out via texting, like between the band members, and it was like someone said Bat Wings, and we're like, well, maybe. And then Pepper, our old guitar player, texted back, Bat Wings, Cat Wings. And we're like, whoa, that sounds kind of crazy.
And you know what? One. Our name was almost Kid Guts.
Kid Guts.
Hate that name.
Close. There's a verge of Kid Guts.
Was that TPF or something like that, too?
That's my old band.
That's your old band.
That's me and Pepper's old band.
Okay.
We try to think of this as a completely different project.
Nice.
Yeah. But that was
our totally stuff. Is.
Yeah.
You're the only TPF member left.
I'm it. That's it. No, yeah. And we all played in different bands for sure. You know, Josh is in Luna's Honey. Plug. Luna's Honey.
B-L-U-G, Mormon.
Josh, when's your next Tick-talic. Show?
Oh. It's the same as us. It'll probably be sometime next month. Oh, we're just working on new songs, mostly.
A song a week.
We have... Cool. What's the name of the band we have here that... It's your friend, Pete. We're gonna play.
Oh
Thieves
yeah!
Right now.
So these girls that Rosie and the crew from the UK. What's their town called again? Norwich from Norwich.
Oh, Teeth from UK.
I think
not
so.
That band. Not Teeth.
Oh,
from the UK, but Fever. The band is putting out a seven inch.
Fever, yeah.
The Teeth gets a lot of press right now. I noticed that, but this band, Fever, they're putting out the 7-inch for us. And their label's called Gravy Records.
Gravy Records, how many do they have? Well, besides these guys, who else?
There's some other bands, like there's Divorce just put out something on their label. And they've done some stuff on Death by Mark, which Brian Miller from Foot Village does. Who else has been on? Brothers is going to put some stuff out on there. It's just a new up-and-coming label, and they're just awesome ladies. And they super supportive. And we're
What's the name of the label again?
Gravy Records.
GravyHQ.com.
Yeah. All right. And we're going over there, by the way. Anyone, you know, it's in the UK, it's really late, but I know that we have some people that like us over there. And
they're from San Diego?
From San Diego.
San Diego, UK.
SD, UK. Yeah. And we're going to tour over there in the spring, so watch out. We'll be over there in the spring to tour. So we're super stoked about that.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. I'd be stoked, too.
Yeah.
We want to get shown a good time.
Right.
Because get ready, because we are a party band, kind of.
We want free beers and free...
Yeah, if you guys haven't seen these guys, they have a lot of energy on the stage. I like Batwing Cowing.
Yeah, we try to get some energy going.
Yeah.
We never try to act too cool. We try to make faces.
Because we're not.
Make a lot of faces.
We're really not very cool.
We just like free beer.
You okay? You okay?
I'm
alright. Hey, listen, we're going to play. Can we play? I'm ready. Okay.
Yeah,
so go ahead. Let's
play
this one.
Fever, and the song's called Teeth. And it's for free download on their, on their website.
Fever.
Hell yeah. Thanks for playing.
I got to get going, guys.
I can feel it in my teeth. But I don't care. I can feel it in my bones. My bones. I can feel it in my teeth. But I don't care. I can feel it in my bones. My bones. I'm
Ew.
So that was Fever Fever.
Fever Fever.
Teeth, right?
That's a song called Teeth. Yeah, they're cool. They're fun. We're going to tour with them when we're over there. Mm-hmm. Over across the pond.
Can't wait to have these guys down here in L.A.
We're trying to get them over here. There's a lot of Friends bands in the U.K. There's a band called Bitches and this band called Divorce. There's a bunch of good shit over there.
Hmm.
It's exciting. It's exciting, Lee. It's exciting.
Very exciting. Very exciting. <man. laughs> Fever, fever. Hey, so what's going on tonight? I heard there's something down the street. Anybody going there?
Hey, what is that again? Remind us.
I don't know. Right here, down 5th and Spring, I guess.
Two blocks up.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to know what movie they're filming. Do you guys know?
It was a TV show.
It's a movie, right?
Downstairs?
They always film movies here.
It's the new, actually, the new Point Break.
Oh, my God. Don't say that.
Is it for real?
It's a remake. You get me too excited.
It's happening. I don't know.
Yeah, it's happening.
Is anybody going to see Drive?
I saw it.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
It's cool. It's bloody, man. Yeah. It's bloody. Mm. Way more bloody than I thought. Not as much driving as I thought, but more bloody.
Oh, okay. I got it on bootleg.
It's cool, dude. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my girl likes Ryan Gosling.
Who doesn't?
Not me.
I like him. Mm-hmm.
But
I like him.
I saw him at Intelligentsia on Silver Lake. He was like right in front of me in line. And I also saw him at this sushi restaurant one time, and I was with my girl. She's like, "You're better looking than him, you know?" I was like,
"You just made that up."
Rico, are you listening?
That's a nice one.
But yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Check it out. It's pretty cool. I got the soundtrack too. There's some cool. It's a cool soundtrack.
Drive.
It's a good soundtrack. Cool. It's really it has some cool shit.
Is Incubus on it?
Yeah, Korn.
Oh, yeah.
Korn. Okay, so Bad Wind's also having the video you guys talking about. When is that going to be?
Hopefully, like mid-November, not November, mid-October or something like that. It'll be done really soon, but I think we're going to sit on it for...
Do it like a video release party for it.
We should give a shout out to who did it. Well, we know Scott, he called in, but our kid Static.
Static.
He's the main actor. He's the only actor in the
whole...
He's
the shining star of our video.
And he had been drinking like two nights in a row. And he was just
came back from Portland.
Yeah, he was struggling.
Can't wait to see the video.
He got bloody for this video.
He got bloody.
Oh, what?
Real bloody, yeah.
He did his own stunts?
He's a stuntman, yeah.
You guys are on a stuntman?
He's a stuntman.
Wow.
He was on fucking American, what is it called?
American Ninja Warrior.
You know that TV show? They do all those they have to
really?
Do this obstacle course thing.
Oh, wow, I gotta look it up.
Yeah.
He does all these crazy like
Wipeout.
What?
Wipeout?
Not Wipeout. No.
That's a funny
I want to jump on those red balls. I know I could do that shit. I know
it's
it.
Funny when you see people
bouncing off like idiots.
That's been on for like 4 seasons and never fails, that show.
It looks like really serious injuries are so possible on that show.
It's like live America's Funniest Videos.
Yeah, but they sign a contract probably before they get into the wetsuits and get all stupid.
It's like they're going to snap a neck or something.
I wonder if there have been any worse stories.
What, Dana?
I said, I wonder if there are like any horror stories about...
From Wipeout? The shit they didn't show?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be a DVD out. It's going to be behind the scenes.
It'll be like faces of
death. Behind the scenes lawsuits.
I'm sure there's mad waivers before they get on those big red balls. Clifford's balls.
Big red. Red and shiny. No fleas on him.
Slippery.
Oh, hi, Sergio Romero.
Sergio, what up, dog?
He's Facebook saying chatting right now.
He's chatting. Sergio.
Sergio.
Should have told him to call in.
Yeah, he could have won a shirt. We have stickers.
Hey, we want to invite everybody to come down to King Eddie's this Friday.
King Eddie's?
Yeah.
Where is that again, Lee?
It's right here on 5th in Los Angeles in Skid Row.
King Eddie's on Skid Row?
Yeah. 5th in Los Angeles, right here in downtown, around the corner.
Never heard of that place.
It's been there for eternity.
For a long time.
Yeah, man. It's been there for a long time.
5th in Los Angeles. Right by, just go, it's probably the opening doors between a couple tents, right?
It's the portal way to hell.
I mean, you see everything there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Saw the devil in that.
Like spirit. A movie, man.
What? Who's playing there, Lee? Who's playing?
We're just gonna have like our, you know, usually nice like a hippie shop. We have Frank Lupo, and we're gonna have this new guy called Funky Grafish. He's gonna be coming.
Funky Crayfish.
Funky Grafish. Something like that.
Okay.
These names, I don't know. Funky. I like Frank LoPaul.
Just keep it simple.
He's over here. He's right across the table from me.
I'm looking at you porn right now. Hold on.
Is that what we're looking at?
Right? Yeah.
Wow.
Don't mind me.
Most view is video.
Is Lysander going to be there?
Where, on the porn video?
Did you make one?
Ay.
I was in the business for a long time, and it just got crazy.
It came out from under the valley. Too much time in the valley.
Hey, dude, I want to thank you guys for coming down here to Piñata Hour.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lee.
Thank you, all of you guys.
Thanks, Sonia. Thanks.
Josh had to go, so
thanks, Jeremy. Screw
you, you know.
It's cool.
High five.
Thanks to that
Raise your hand.
OG Kush.
Yeah, tonight was brought to you by OG Kush.
The best Kush.
Turn it up, the climax in here.
And Tecate. You haven't said Tecate.
And Tecate. Yeah. And SkiruStudios.com. Taking over LA.
One person at a time.
Yeah. That's how it is, man. Old school. Now, I want to thank Frank LaPaul for coming down, man, doing there. I know you were having some technical difficulties way back with your...
Yeah, I got a new one.
You got a new one, man. It's pretty nice.
Yeah,
that cookie is in full effect, dude, huh?
Pretty much. Thanks for the cookie.
Yeah,
it does the cookie.
Cookie anytime.
Cookie monster.
I want to thank also Sonia right there on the board.
Bass player and extraordinaire.
She's going, boo!
I said woo.
Oh, I say woo. Okay. Take it back.
Wiggity woo.
All right, guys, we're going to go out. I want to thank you guys, Batwin, Scatwin, for coming down.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We love you. We're excited to see you.
SkiruStudios.com. Every Wednesday here from 7 to 9 here at Piñata Hour. You want to take us out, Fran?
I'm going to take you out Susie Sue style.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good night.
We're still on the air. On the air. On. Ooh.